Simon & Schuster Audio presents Pipe Dreams, The Urgent Global Quest to Transform the Toilet by Chelsea Wald. Read by Lisa Flanagan. Preface. At Tulik Field Station in Alaska, it's easy to find the toilets. Look up. In the flat, treeless Arctic tundra, they're the highest thing around. They're basically outhouses, but instead of sitting on the ground, they're perched on holes over 1,000-gallon collection tanks. Walking up the outdoor wooden staircase is as good as announcing to 100 fellow campmates, "I've got to go." It was while sitting on one of these holes in the tower during a journalism fellowship at the scientific research camp in 2010 that I first began to contemplate the quantity of pee and poop that a person can create. It was right there underneath me. I later found out how much. According to a synthesis of findings from around the world, about 100 pounds of poop and about 140 gallons of pee per person each year. At Tulik, where peak summer capacity is about 160 people, all that crap is a big problem. Not only does it begin to stink, but also the scientists can't risk contaminating the pristine landscape, which is what they are there to research after all, with their own waste. So, every few days, a vacuum truck drives in on the Dalton Highway, sucks out the tanks, and hauls the contents far away. Later, when I started to write articles for magazines about innovations in toilets for people who don't have safe sanitation, I thought of Tulik's poop problem in a new light. In many ways, it was just a microcosm of the world's poop problem. Modern sanitation infrastructure has created the illusion that our excreta just disappear like magic, a phenomenon dubbed flush and forget. But poop doesn't just drive down the highway into the sunset. Although it breaks down, its components live on and must go somewhere. Too often, that's to the wrong places, where they can poison people or ecosystems, whether it's distant slums or in America's cities, small towns, and wild areas. But I also learned that people have been devising clever solutions for the poop in our midst since the dawn of time, and we are again recasting toilets as an opportunity. I have become captivated by this vision and decided to write a book about it, because it's not just about getting toilets to everybody, though that must happen and quickly, but also about shepherding a new generation of them into the world that allows our bodies, our planet, and our societies to be far healthier. When I started drafting this book in earnest in 2018, the realist in me found this vision sometimes exceedingly optimistic, hence the title, Pipe Dreams. Though worth sharing.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?